This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. Last week we took very important masail pertaining the issues of al-qadr. And we mentioned that a person, he can't believe in al-qadr, except that he truly believes in the four matters of Al-Qadr. Can someone tell me quickly what these four matters of Al-Qadr are? First one. Al-ilm, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. The second one was? Every single thing is written down. And we mentioned some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I forgot to mention a few, which I think is important that I mention. نعم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he mentioned in the hadith نعم ولو اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن ينفعوك بشيء لن ينفعوك بشيء إلا ما قد كتب الله لك. If the whole jinn, the human and the jinn were to come together in order to benefit a person, they won't be able to benefit a person except that which Allah سبحانه وتعالى has decreed. And then the second part of the hadith says what? وَلَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And if the jinn and the ins were to come together in order to harm you or bring harm towards you, then they wouldn't be able to do this except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. How many times do we find people gathering at the person's house, wanting to stab him, wanting to do something to this person? Now I'm a witness of my own eyes once, back in Jahiliyyah, everybody went to try and get one of them, because at that time in Leicester there was a lot of problems between the African boys and also Somalian boys. And then a person has got stabbed, Na'am, his intestines came out and etc. ila akhirah. The whole point is, there was a time I was there as well. There was at least 20 guys standing at a person's house. Everybody thought, khalas, this guy, when he comes back from his house, he's on tagazo, he needs to be home by 7 o'clock, we're going to get him, we're going to finish him off. So everybody's surrounding his house. Tayyib. The guy somehow slips in, drops his bike and he goes in his house. What does it show you? That if something is written down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that this person, no harm will come to him. Nobody from the ins or the jinn can do anything in order to bring harm to this person. And likewise, if a person now, if the people come together and they want to what? Benefit you, they want to give you money, they want to give charity to you in order to make you rich. Then if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, nothing can take place in this dunya. طيب. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن نَفْسٍ مَنْفُوسَةٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَكَانُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. There's not a person that breathes except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written his place either in Jannah, إِمَّا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَإِمَّا فِي النَّارِ, either in Jannah or the hellfire. So a man said, أَفَلَا نَنْكُثُ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِنَا وَنَدْعُ الْعَمَلِ. Shall we not totally rely now on our decree, predestination, that which has been decreed for us, and then leave up actions altogether? What did we mention before? Something similar to this. What do some people say? It is written down for me that I'm going to the hellfire, so I don't need to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed for me this to take place. And some people, what do they say? The other statement, and this is what is munasib to it. Some people, they make it look like as he is the feather in the middle of the wind. He has no choice whatsoever. He has no choice whatsoever at all. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلُّ مُيَسِّرٍ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Perform. Do the actions. And whoever is destined to go to a place, it will become easier for him to end up in that place. So a man in the time of the Prophet ﷺ asked, Ya Rasulullah, shall we not just rely now on that which has been written for us and leave up all of actions? know the promise of Allah عليه وسلم said, اعملوا. This is what? A refutation on those that say they have no ability whatsoever. That they are like a feather in the middle of the wind. Wherever the wind goes, wherever the wind takes the feather, they are going as well, and they don't have no will whatsoever, which is totally batil, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمْ. Whoever amongst you wants to be upon the correct path, then he has the ability and the will to do so. طيب. So we mentioned that a person what? He has free will to do whatever he wants. So when a person now gets hit by a car, does he have a choice? He gets hit. Does anybody ever want to get hit by a car or get into an accident? Nobody wants to get into an accident. Or a dog now, comes running behind you and you flinch. Do you have the choice now to flinch or not to flinch? Who can answer that question? Naam, a reaction happens straight away and a person has no control. So Ahl Sunnah, they've split the actions into two. أعمال الاضطرارية وأعمال الاختيارية. The actions where a person has a choice. And the actions where a person is compelled. Like a dog coming and barking at you. You have an automatic reaction. You're going to react. You have no ability whatsoever to stop yourself from reacting. It's part of a human being. It's part of a human instinct. Naam. And when a person now is being hit, he is driving normally. He is driving normally. He's not speeding. He's not speeding. He's not driving like a heretic. All he is doing is driving normally. He gets into an accident. These are from the a'mal al-ihtirariya, that a person can't do anything. Naam. And this now brings us to what? The statement of Imam al-Humaydi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Read to me, Akhana Hussein, the second part of what Imam al-Humaydi, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكْ
وَأَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَهُ وَأَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَهُ وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ قَضَاءٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ.
طيب. So the Imam is saying here, part of Qadr is as well that whatever was meant for you was always going to get you. And that which wasn't meant for you was always going to miss you. Is that clear? Ubad ibn Samit's son is on his deathbed due to an illness. He says to him, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ. When a person is suffering from an illness or when he's dying, one of the best things to remind him with, نعم, is the qadha and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything is decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you to be sick. In order for you to get cancer, or this to happen to you, or you to get a broken leg. So he said to him, وَعْلَمْ, know that which was meant for you was always going to get you. And that which missed you wasn't ever meant for you. So then he then says to him, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ عَلَى غَيْرِ هَذَا لَكُنْتَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. If you was tonight, now, وَلَوْ مُتْ عَلَى غِيْرِ هَذَا. If you was to now die upon other than this, you would be from the people of the fire. So when a person is walking now, scaffolding, and a brick dropped right in front of him, it misses him totally. It was never ever meant for him. And if that brick now drops on top of him, it was always meant for him, and he can't do anything. That's why Ahl Sunnah day, split the action into two. أَعْمَالُ الْإِفْتِرَارِيَّةِ وَأَعْمَالُ الْإِخْتِيَارِيَّةِ. Is that more clear? Umuman, a person, he has the will to do anything. We're not going to say that a guy, he's like a feather in the middle of the wind. La. Kalamun batil. But you find that sometimes a person has no choice whatsoever in matters like getting into an accident, especially if he's taking the asbab of driving normally, or when a dog comes and he barks at him and he flinches, straight away. Is that clear, ikhwan? And then whatever happens to a person, As we mentioned last week when we explained the Masail al-Qadr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ مُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. The situation of the believer is amazing, is excellent. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكُ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ. And this doesn't take place except in what? The case of a believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتُ صَرَّعَ شَكَى فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If he's now, if he is now afflicted with a good matter, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And now if he is afflicted with an evil matter, he is patient. He is patient with that which has afflicted him, and he tries to become satisfied with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for this individual. So it's an important matter. Ubad ibn Samad is telling his son, who is on his deathbed, he's got amrad. وَلَوْ مُتْتَ عَلَى غَيْرِ هَذَا لَكُنْتَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. If you was to die upon other than this creed of believing what we just mentioned, that you believe that whatever was meant for you was always going to come and get you, and that which wasn't meant for you was always going to miss you. If you was to die upon other than this, you would be from the people of the fire. So the matter, learning these matters, knowing these matters are very, very important. Is that clear, ikhwan? طيب. And all of that, كما قال Imam al-Humaydi, وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ إِشْ قَضَاءٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. All of this has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. We'll move on now, inshaAllah ta'ala. Issues pertaining to Iman. Husnain, read. Sitra wahida. Sitra wahida. ما تقرأ الكتاب كلها.
طيب سطر واحدة. وأن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص.
وأن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. That the Iman is affirmation with the tongue. And also, action. That's what Imam al-Humaydi rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned. وَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. And the Iman increases and it also decreases. So brothers, we need to pay attention here. The Iman, I'm speaking about the definition of Iman. I'm not speaking about the arkan al-Iman, the sitta that is ma'roof, that we all know about, Hadith Jibreel. The definition of Iman. The definition of Iman. When we want to define Iman, what goes under this? And this topic is very, very important. Why? Because it stops a person becoming very complacent in his religion. Or the other extreme, he begins to think that what he has left the fold of Islam, if a person doesn't understand this chapter really, really well. How many times do we hear, you tell a guy, grow your beard, or pray the salat, he goes, أخير إيمان في القلب ضاع, إيمان's in the heart. How many times have you heard this? Witnesses with my own eyes. One of my friends was telling a brother, نعم, sincere nasiha, advice, يا أخي, grow your beard, pray the salat, and this and that. He goes, الإيمان في القلب. As long as my heart is fine, everything else is fine. Which is كلام قطير. It is a very, very dangerous speech, which could lead to a person being destroyed, as we're going to come on to later, inshallah ta'ala, as well. As we're going to come on to later, inshallah ta'ala, this kind of methodology, which has made a lot of the fusaq. There's people that believe this. There's people that believe this. That the action is not from an iman. Ala kulli man, come on to that. Now write down these four, or the three pillars. Write down the three pillars. That the faith, the definition of faith, is affirmation with the tongue. The second thing, the second pillar, اعتقاد بالقلب, to believe in your heart. And the third is action. And give it two branches. Action with the limbs and action with the heart. Action with the limbs and action with the heart. So you take the amal out, you have two things left. Affirmation of the tongue and belief in the heart. There's people that actually believe the murji'a, as inshallah ta'ala, as time goes on, we're gonna come to understand who the murji'a are. But at the moment I want to leave off the firaq, the groups, the deviated groups, and we just want to learn our aqeedah, then inshallah ta'ala after that everything else will become clear. The murji'a, they say that the amal is not from an iman. So if a person now affirms La ilaha illallah, he says La ilaha with his tongue, he believes in his heart, then his iman is like the iman of Jibreel and Mikael. Because action what? Has no significance whatsoever. So the fact that the malaika يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ لَا يَحْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرُونَ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, the fact that they are 24/7 doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to do, the actions, the awamir, the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them with are all what? Actions. All of this doesn't get taken into consideration. So anyone that says La ilaha illallah and he believes in his heart, everybody's the same. You and the malaika are the same. Why? Because actions has nothing to do with it. طيب. So I'm going to now inshallah ta'ala explain every single one. قَوْلٌ مِنْ لِسَانٍ, affirming with your tongue. In order for a person to have iman, he has to say La ilaha illallah with his tongue. How many times does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, قُولُوا أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ, say نعم أَمَنَّا, that we believe. But in this ayah the intended purpose is with lisan wa kadhalik bil qalb, as we're going to come into later inshallah. But what I'm trying to now give emphasis to, the affirmation of the tongue. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, قُلْنِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ شَيْءٍ قُلْنِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُهُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرُهُ. Tell me something, or tell me a speech in Islam that nobody else can tell me of. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He told this man, say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمَ, and then be steadfast. So the point is what? آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, affirmed with his tongue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those that say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, and then they were steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. طيب. So the whole point is affirmation of the tongue. I can't have iman if I don't affirm with my tongue. طيب. The second one is الاعتقاد بالجنان, to believe in your heart. And later we're going to come into inshallah ta'ala, if I was to take now the belief out, or if I was to take the speech out, but affirm the other ones, who would I be entering into al-Islam? And you're going to find out some ajayib, some things that are very, very ghareeb, that you find people saying no. So affirmation of the heart. I have to solely believe what? That no one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief has to be there. Ruknun. So affirmation of the tongue is a pillar in the definition of an iman. Believing with your heart, the second pillar in the definition of an iman. And what's the proof of this? Hadith Jibreel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. That you believe, the iman is that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وملائكته, his angels, وكتبه ورسله, his books and his messengers, واليوم الآخر, in the last day, and the qadr that we just previously took, the good of it and the evil of it. So here we have the proof that what? The heart is a important factor, but rather it's a pillar in the definition of an iman. Then you have al-amal. Then you have al-amal. You find sometimes some of them, they affirm what? The actions of the heart, but they take away what? The actions of the limbs. Al-amalu bil-jawarih. Actions with the limbs. And this is where a lot of controversy surrounds. The Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, they've taken this out of al-Iman. And the Fusakh, the guy that is disobedient, the sinful guy, they get very, very excited and they really like the madhab. Why? Because he doesn't need to do any actions. As long as his heart is good, everything is fine. Is that clear? So al-amal bil-jawarih, what's the proof that the actions is part of al-Iman? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. That Iman is 70 or something branches of what? Faith. A'laha qaw la ilaha illallah. The highest part of al-Iman is to say la ilaha illallah. Which one is this? The second or the first one? Or the third one? The first one. We mentioned earlier what? Affirmation of the tongue. So a'laha qaw la ilaha illallah. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَدَى مِنَ الطَّرِيقِ. And the lowest part of al-Iman is what? To remove something harmful from the path. And why is that? It's an action. It's an action that a person is what? Doing with his limbs. Is someone able to move something physically, huh? Without him actually moving his limbs? It's impossible. نعم. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And also shyness is what? Part of an iman. It's a branch of an iman. And haya is what? Action of the limbs or action of the heart? Shyness is action of the heart. And you find that Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, who was who? The student of who? Imam al-Humaydi. And time again we mentioned that the first person in the chain is what? Imam al-Humaydi in the first hadith that is mentioned in As-Sahih al-Bukhari. If you go back to his kitab, Kitab al-Iman, you find that Imam al-Bukhari clearly propagates the madhab of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah when it comes to the issue of al-Iman. And if a person was to memorize the hadith with also the tabweebat, the chapterings inside Kitab al-Iman of Sahih al-Bukhari, a lot of things will become very, very clear and simple to him. Because it will chapter in the Sahih, Bab as-salat min al-Iman. The chapter, Salat is from al-Iman. What does the person do in his Salat? He covers all the aspects of al-Iman. Khushu' takes place what? In the heart. He speaks, affirms with his tongue. Na'am, does actions with his limbs. Na'am, in another place he says, as-siyamu min al-Iman. Fasting is from al-Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانٍ وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَنْ تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasts with faith, and also hoping for the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his past sins. The point is what? صَامَ, whoever fasts now, you have to do this physically, by staying away from the food and the drink and the sexual intercourse. And he does that with faith, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in many, many other places he mentions, also, Laylatul Qadr min al-Iman. The Laylatul Qadr is from al-Iman. Man yaqum Laylatul Qadr imanu wa ihtisaba. Na'am. And ittiba'u janayiz min al-Iman. Following the janazah is from al-Iman. That is what? An action. Afwan ikhwan, my salt is gone today. And I've got a lesson tomorrow as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ittaba'a janazat al-Muslimin imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." Whoever follows the janazah, which is an action, imanan, with faith, and also hoping for the reward, "Man ittaba'a janazat al-Muslimin imanan wa ihtisaba, wa kana ma'ahu hatta yusalla 'alayha wa yufragh min dafniha, fa innahu yarji'u min al-ajr bi qiratayn." Whoever now follows it and stays with it until it is buried, he comes back with two mountains, every mountain like Uhud. The whole point is, it's an action. Is that clear, ikhwan? So you find that Imam al-Bukhari, whoever goes back to it, he finds that the tabweebat, the chapterings of Imam al-Bukhari, he propagates the same aqidah. just to give you more confidence and more security of what you're learning. Now, and likewise, the actions of the heart, he mentions, حُبُّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Loving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is from الإيمان. من الإيمان يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. From إيمان is to love for your brother what you love for yourself. And what's the proof of this? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One cannot be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And that takes place where? In the heart. Is that clear, Ikhwan? طيب. That brings us now, Ikhwan, to the increasing of an iman and also the decreasing. And that's also something that is from the umur الذين اتفقوا عليها أهل السنة. That the iman decreases, نعم, that is متفق عليه. And the fact that the iman decreases, you find that some of the ulama from Ahlul Sunnah, they said the iman that doesn't decrease maybe because the adilla didn't reach them, or they couldn't extract it from the Quran because it doesn't necessarily come clearly in the Quran. طيب على كل دي عقيدة, the correct عقيده about the sunnah wal jamaa is that what the iman increases and decreases. What's the proof that it increases? Brothers, you might think to yourself, none of this makes sense. Why do we have to learn all of this matter? Why do we have to learn whether the iman increases or decreases, etc.? Now, I'm going to mention the significance all later. And I shed some light on it before. People say, what? I don't need to pray because my qalb is safi. Not even my qalb is okay. My heart is pure. As long as the qalb is fine, everything else is fine. Which is kalam farid. Here again, brothers. Imam al-Bukhari, chapters in the Sahih. Bab, ziyadat al-imani wa nuqsani. The chapter of the iman increasing and decreasing. So if anyone has any doubt about any of these scholars, then go back to Imam al-Bukhari's book. The Imam Bukhari, where the Ummah have come to an agreement with its authenticity. There is no kitab that is asah min ba'da kitab illa min Imam Bukhari's kitab. طيب. And then look at the istinbat here. The ulama, they used to say fiqh al-Imam al-Bukhari fi tabweebah. The understanding and the fiqh of Imam al-Bukhari you find in his chapterings. Because he breaks it down to you, wallahi. Sometimes you find the hadith. You need shuruhat, explanations. You need to go back to Ibn Hajar. You need to go back to Imam al-Nawawi. Sometimes this kitab, that kitab. And it might take you quite some time to get the understanding or the intended purpose of the hadith. Imam Bukhari comes, he writes one line. He writes one line and you can extract from it what? A great meaning and the correct understanding due to him putting maybe one line. Not even line, three, four words. So that's why Imam Bukhari's book was so great. Part of it is his tabweebat and the fact they had the correct aqidah as well. So he chapter bab, ziyadati al-iman wa nuqsani, the iman increasing and the iman decreasing as well. And he uses proof the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And those that have faith, we increase them in faith. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the Quran is recited to them, it increases them in the iman. Surah Al-Anfal. When the Quran is recited to them, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. So that shows you what? That the iman increases.
Surah Al-Anfal.
And also Imam Bukhari, he wrote under his tabweeb the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, the day when I completed your religion. Look at the istinbat, the understanding of Imam Bukhari. He got this ayah and he mentioned, فَإِذَا تَرَكَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْكَمَالِ فَهُوَ نَاقِصٌ. If you leave now something from that which is complete, it becomes deficient. Let's just say now we have a bottle of water. We have this, the Febreze Mist and Refresh. Now, what happens when you buy it? It's full. Once you start using it for a few months, what happens? becomes increases.
Decreases.
Oh, decreases. It decreases. So something when it's complete and something is taken out, what happens? It decreases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion is complete. He brings the ayah. If I now don't perform the siyam, I don't fast, what does that make me? It makes my religion deficient. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ نَاقِسَاتِ عَقْلِ وَدِينِ. I haven't seen anyone that is more deficient than the women when it comes to their intellect and in their religion. So how can the woman now be deficient in her religion? أَلَيْسَ إِذَا حَاضَتْ لَمْ تُصَلِّ وَلَمْ تَصُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isn't it when she is on her menses, her monthly period, that she doesn't fast and she doesn't pray? That has made her religion what? Deficient. So when now ibadat are missing, it makes your religion deficient. And the fact that her mind is deficient, her intellect, is the fact that you need two women to be a witness when there's a transaction taking place. As for the men, you only need one. Alakulin, the whole point is that once you start taking ibadat out, from the religion becomes deficient. And likewise with the iman. Likewise, the iman. And he's trying to prove to you here that the iman decreases. As for the proof as what the iman or why the iman decreasing, you have the famous hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned what? مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. If he can't, with his tongue. If he can't, with his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And changing with your heart is the weakest part of an iman. That shows you what? Iman has decreased. And also the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَفِي قَلْبِهِ وَزْنُ شَعِيرَةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. The one that says لا إله إلا الله, he'll be taken at the fire if he had a barley, the size of barley of iman in his heart. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَفِي قَلْبِهِ وَزْنُ بُرَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. The one that says La ilaha illallah will be taken out of the fire if he has the weight of, what do they call it? Grain of wheat. The grain of wheat. So the point here that barley is higher in weight than a grain of wheat. طيب? So the one that has lesser iman, lesser than a weight of barley, will get taken out of the fire. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله وفي قلبه وزن ذرة من إيمان. The one that says لا إله إلا الله will be taken out of the fire as long as he has the weight of an atom, the weight of an ant, or the size of an ant, atom. And the atom is more smaller than all of it. So do you understand the point, brothers? Barley is meant to be what? Greater in size than the wheat. And the size of the iman of a person, if it is any of these two, this person will be taken out of fire. And one of them is more or less than the other. And then you have the most, I don't know if this makes sense, the most lessest or the more lesser. Which one's more? The least iman, which is the dharra, the atom, he'll get taken out of an iman. So that shows you now that the iman has gone down, and all of them are being taken out of fire. Is that clear, ikhwan? So brothers, now, if I take out the i'tiqad, someone saying La ilaha illallah, and he's praying, but he doesn't